For the end of the year, we've been asking you for stories of what 2010 has meant to you, and we got this one from Carlos Vargas.
Hey, guys, this is Carlos from Boston, and in response to your text, who taught you something in 2010? My youngest son taught me something in 2010. He's always struggled with school. He went off to college this past fall. He showed me that through hard work and perseverance, you can succeed. And I often forget that. He worked hard and he passed all of his classes in his first semester at Roger Williams University. I thank you and felicidades.
Isn't that a great story?
That's a wonderful story. Yeah, proud dad.
We've gotten some negative, some very poignant stories that we've actually talked about.
Some tough ones.
But I just love how listeners just go, hey, oh, I'll tell him this.
My kid is doing well.
Hey, Carlos Vargas, we're very proud of you and your son. Carlos?
Yes,
you're
John,
there.
Thank you.
We're thrilled. Why did you want to share that story, aside from the fact that it is so fantastic and happy?
It just that through his hard work, I mean, he has shown that he succeeded. His brother was gifted with doing well in school, and he just kind of coasted through school and is coasting through life, but this guy has struggled, and it's kind of shown that if you want to succeed, you just pick up your bootstraps and you go at it, you know?
And it sounds like he restored a little faith in his dad as well as teaching his dad about the importance of hard work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. His dad's an immigrant business owner, and things come easy at times, and we forget that. At times, things didn't come easy, so it just kind of takes you back to basics. You know, you have to put my own nose to the grindstone and continue to expand the business.
And have you told him this?
I shared some of it with him. He gets emotional when, you know, people say to him, I know you've struggled with school, because he knows that he struggled with school, you know, but he continues to work hard. He kind of blushed a little bit as I was making the phone call yesterday.
So he heard you tell us the story.
He did. He
did. Man.
What is he majoring in, Carlos? What does he want to be?
He's a business marketing major at Roger Williams University, a great university in Bristol, Rhode Island.
You're going to give him a job when he graduates?
I'm hoping that they go teething someplace else and maybe eventually come to the business.
There
but that's a decision that they have to make.
Hey, yeah. I know what you're really hoping. You're hoping that he'll hire you later on, right?
Yeah. And show me those hardworking skills.
That's exactly right. How much of a cliffhanger is it to send your youngest kid off to school knowing the challenges that he's going to face?
I don't think that we were going to survive. My wife and I, we have two boys, and the first guy went off to school. We knew he was going to do well. He was, you know, he just needed to increase his work ethic a little bit. But he learned how to work hard at the high school level, so he went to school with all the skills, if he chose to use them, to succeed. And, you know, so far it's only been one semester, but, I think he's going to do well.
Well, keep it going. And memo to older brother there, huh, Carlos?
Yeah, absolutely.
Carlos Vargas, listener and insurance agent in Boston, Massachusetts, listens to us on WGBH. The great story of how his youngest son did well in his first semester. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you. Take care.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.